The question was asked, when we read the Torah from Genesis, from creation, from Bereshit till Moshe Rabbeinu, do we have any other sources that give us the story of what happened from creation till Moshe Rabbeinu? So we have Midrashim that were written way post Moshe Rabbeinu, I mean a millennium later. You have Josephus that quotes from somewhere, and it would seem from Midrashim. It seems he was learned. We know Josephus was versed in the rabbinic teachings. So Josephus speaks about many interesting things about the world of way back when. I mean, he records wars and things that don't appear in the Torah at all. He discusses wars that took place in the days of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So he discusses the evolvement of the world before Moshe Rabbeinu. There are other historians, Pilon, Philo in English, but that's number one. Number two, again, you have to question: a person lives 2,000 years ago, and he writes a book about what happened 2,000 years before him. So you just have to wonder: 1,000 years before him, you know, he's writing about Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov and the wars that happened. Then we have books that discuss it, but you have to wonder about their accuracy. Rambam writes that in the Egyptian history books, they speak about Avram Avinu. Rambam writes that in his day, Egyptian history books recorded different things about Avram Avinu. So it seems like there were historical texts.
He was in Egypt?
Rambam was in Egypt, yeah. Maimonides was in Egypt, part of his life. So it certainly sounds like there were historical texts that also mentioned Avram, Abraham the patriarch. Yes.